too many wild. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. President Trump has just moments ago landed in Rome for the funeral of Pope Francis. It begins at 4 a.m. Eastern Time. The 3 days of public viewing have ended. The Vatican says 250,000 mourners filed through St. Peter's Basilica. The president had a lot to say to reporters during his flight, as our Linda Kenyon reports.
On trade, the president said he will not drop the 145% tariffs on China until he sees what he called something substantial. He also said he's speaking to a number of people from China about the tariffs, but he did not say whether he has spoken to President Xi.
Wisconsin's governor is responding after the FBI arrests a county judge. Tony Evers says the Trump administration is trying to undermine the judiciary.
Will be free, no justice.
There have been protests outside the Milwaukee courthouse today. The FBI says the judge helped a man dodge immigration authorities.
County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan was taken into custody at the courthouse, appeared briefly in federal court, and was released. She's accused of escorting the man and his lawyer out of her courtroom through the jury door last week after learning that immigration agents were in the courthouse looking for him. The man was eventually taken into custody outside the courthouse. Maxwell Love is with the progressive group Wisconsin Working Families.
This is about striking fear in the heart of the judiciary across the entire country.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
From the U.S. Capitol to federal prison, former Congressman George Santos will be heading to prison for more than 7 years. It stems from fraudulent activity during his 2022 midterm campaign. Nassau County, New York, District Attorney Ann Donnelly.
Designer clothes were more important to him than following the rule of law. Luxury more important to him than the oath he took to serve his country and the people who elected him.
Santos must report to prison by July 25th. Luigi Mangione enters a plea charged with killing the United Health CEO in December. CBS's Katrina Kaufman was inside the courtroom in Lower Manhattan.
Mangione pled not guilty to these charges, and he looked noticeably different today than the last time I saw Luigi Mangione in court at a New York State hearing. At that one, he was allowed to wear his own clothes. He was in a cable knit sweater and khakis. Today, he came in the normal prison clothes.
That trial is not expected to begin until next year. in Nashville.
I'm grateful, you know, for my family to, you know, be here in this moment with me. I've been praying since I was 6 years old.
Cam Ward, after being named the top NFL draft pick for the Titans. Stocks were higher to close out the market's latest roller coaster week. The Dow gained 20, NASDAQ up 216 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Today, Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan was charged with obstruction and concealing an individual after allegedly assisting an undocumented immigrant in avoiding arrest last week. The judge appeared in federal court for a brief hearing this morning. Her attorney says she denies any wrongdoing. She was arrested at the courthouse. According to reports, Judge Dugan allegedly helped Eduardo Flores Ruiz evade federal immigration agents by directing him through a private courthouse exit after learning of the planned arrest. That happened as he was at the courthouse for charges of battery, with victims standing by in the courtroom. A recount in the Racine County judge race confirmed Jamie McClendon's victory. Incumbent John Fredrickson gained only 8 votes. McClendon will replace Fredrickson August 1st. Racine's annual bridge washdowns are scheduled for next week. The State Street Lift Bridge will be closed Tuesday morning. The Main Street Bridge will be closed Wednesday. Detours will be in place as crews clean debris and salt buildup from the bridges. The 2025 Racine Post-Prom Motorcade will take place May 17th at the Racine County Fairgrounds. The procession begins at 5:50 with Union Grove High School and ends with Horlick at 8:50. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers add a wide receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL draft in Green Bay, where the Packers picked Matthew Golden, a wide receiver out of Texas, in the first round. Golden is only a junior, but the team is confident he's ready for the NFL. GM Brian Gutekunst.
I think because of the high school football and the way they throw it around, 7-on-7s, and just some of the things that have changed on the lower levels, guys are coming in and making an impact quicker, and I certainly think Matthew has the opportunity to do that. Now, we got some good players in that room, so he's not going to have to kind of carry the load that way, but I think he has a chance to contribute, you know, not only as a receiver, but I think he's got some special team return ability as well that could help us.
I asked Golden on what made him successful at Texas.
Being reliable, man, you know, in critical situations, I always showed up. You know, when my back was against the wall, they could count on me, come out with a big play, and that's something I kept doing continuously. You know, I put my best foot forward.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers in Game 3 of their playoff series tonight. The Brewers are in St. Louis to play the Cardinals. Milwaukee losing to the Giants 6-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 30s. And a gradual clearing for tomorrow, more sunshine throughout the day, and a high near 50. Mostly sunny in mid-50s for Sunday. Breezy, warm Monday, showers and storms, some severe. It's 46 right now.
It's time for Kurt Vohman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick 3 songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1962.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1962. In 1962, John Glenn orbited the Earth. The Green Bay Packers won the NFL championship. And the U.S. accidentally dropped 2 nuclear bombs on North Carolina. Thankfully, they did not explode. On the radio in 1962, we were listening to Neil Sedaka, Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. 1962. It's Neil Sedaka and Breaking Up is Hard to Do on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1962. That was Neil Sedaka's first number one hit, and perhaps it was lucky that the song debuted on June 30th, 1962. This placed it in the perfect spot to start getting heavy airplay during the July 4th weekend. In Rome in 1962, it was Vatican II.
John the 23rd in shining white vestments is carried through St. Peter's Square. The Council, the first to be called since 1869, is the supreme deliberative body of the Roman Catholic Church. Hundreds of ecclesiastics and laymen have worked for nearly 4 years in preparation for it. From his throne, the Pope will receive the delegates who in the coming months will discuss and vote on 69 schemata, or draft constitutions and decrees designed to bring the Church's procedures and practices up to date in the beginning of the space age. In his opening address, the Pope says to the delegates and invited observers from non-Catholic Christian churches that the Catholic Church considers it her duty to work actively for the unity of the entire Christian family. Such unity has always been one of Pope John's highest aims, as it is of the Council itself.
On the radio in 1962, it was the Four Seasons with Sherry. WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 62. 1962. It's the Four Seasons and Sherry on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1962. Now, that song was originally called Terry. The group loved it and performed it over the telephone for their producer. The producer liked everything about it but the name. They eventually named it Sherry after Sherry Spector, the daughter of one of the producer's best friends, a DJ by the name of Jack Spector. In 1962, Marilyn Monroe performed at John F. Kennedy's birthday celebration.
Mr. President, on this occasion of your birthday, this lovely lady, Marilyn Monroe.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much. Everybody, happy birthday.
On the radio in 1962, it was Roy Orbison with Dream Baby, WRJN.
Sweet dream.
It's Roy Orbison, Dream Baby, How Long Must I Dream, on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1962. That was a big international hit for Roy Orbison, reaching number 2 in both Australia and the UK. It charted number 4 in the US, and it was a top 10 hit in both Canada and in Norway. 5 months later, Dream Baby was included on Roy Orbison's Greatest Hits compilation. All right, what movies were we seeing in 1962? Big screen in 1962, it was James Bond's Dr. No. That is going to wrap up today's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1962. Join us again Monday afternoon just after the 5 p.m. news for another 5 o'clock class reunion on WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Dogs and Cream treats your taste buds by serving up hot dog creations that are anything but ordinary. Craving a classic Chicago dog or something wild like a mac and cheese dog or a pretzel dog, they've got you covered. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
All eyes are on Wisconsin as the NFL's 2025 Player Selection Draft is finally here. 250,000 people are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Our citizens are just so excited to welcome hundreds of thousands of guests to the city of Green Bay. We're thrilled about it. I mean, the economic impact is going to be substantial. $20 million roughly in the metro area, and then I think $96 million is the number that's being used statewide.
It's the second time Wisconsin is hosting the draft, the first in 1939. But do you know where? Was it Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer's coming up.
The smallest NFL city, but the biggest heart.
And with the main campus all around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the very next day. By the way, the Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And now a song that won a 1974 Grammy Award for Best R&B Vocal Performance for Gladys Knight and the Pips. It's Midnight Train to Georgia on WRJN.
Midnight train to go. My world, his world, my world, mine, he's alone. Sports.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan was arrested this morning by the FBI and charged with two federal felonies related to allegedly helping an undocumented immigrant avoid arrest. The judge appeared briefly in federal court this morning but did not comment. Her attorney said she regrets the arrest and denies any wrongdoing. County Executive David Crawley says he supports due process, while Congresswoman Gwen Moore put out a statement expressing concern about federal law enforcement overreach. Racine drivers take note, the annual bridge washdowns are coming. The State Street and Main Street bridges will be getting swabbed next week. The State Street Lift Bridge will close Tuesday from 8 to noon, with the Main Street Bridge closing the next day. Detours will be posted as crews clear debris and salt buildup. Run times for the Racine Prom are out. The 2025 post-prom motorcade lineup has been announced, with schools from across the area set to participate Saturday, May 17th. It's again being held at the Racine County Fairgrounds. The procession starts at 5:50 with Union Grove High School and wraps up with Horlick at 8:50. There's info about VIP bleacher tickets and more event details at RotaryPostProm.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 30s. And a gradual clearing for tomorrow, more sunshine throughout the day, and a high near 50. Mostly sunny in mid-50s for Sunday. Breezy, warm Monday, showers and storms, some severe. It's 46 right now.
Hey, it's WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. If you're thinking of going to the movies this weekend, you're going to want to check in with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. He says there's a handful of new movies. Brett?
Well, the first one's a big one. It's The Accountant 2. This is an R-rated crime action movie starring Ben Affleck, who returns to play Christian Wolf as he applies his brilliant mind and illegal methods to reconstruct the unsolved puzzle of a treasure chief's murder. The second movie is Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith. This PG-13 movie is being re-released. As the Clone Wars near their end, Obi-Wan Kenobi pursues a new threat while Anakin Skywalker is lured by Chancellor Palpatine. This includes the epic showdown and lightsaber battle between Obi-Wan and Anakin. The next movie is from A24. It's a PG movie called The Legend of Ochi. In a remote village on an island, a shy girl is raised in fear of an elusive anime species known as the Ochi. But when she discovers a wounded baby Ochi that was left behind, she escapes on a quest to bring him home. And the last movie is an R-rated horror movie called Until Dawn. This is based on a very popular video game franchise where a group of friends is trapped in a time loop where mysterious foes are chasing them and killing them in gruesome ways. In addition to all these movies, we have last weekend's number one movie, Sinners, and also a Minecraft movie, which is doing very, very well. There's so much to go see at your local cinema. Make your choice today.
All right, Brett, it's Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Thank you.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, you already know you can go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and save 30, 40, sometimes up to 50% on local food, service, and merchandise. But right now, that Big Deals page is your chance to win tickets to a matinee Brewer game on May 21st. That's right. Just go to WRJN.com, click on that Big Deals banner, and enter to win 4 club seats to the game. No purchase necessary. Good luck from WRJN.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back, April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20% off on dozens of select items throughout their incredible store. All gummies, disposables, and carts, 20% off. 15 different brands of your favorite vape disposables, 20% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobacco, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe. At the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 6, and later tonight, it's Milwaukee Brewers baseball. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I will chat with you again Monday afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Air Force One arrives in Rome with the President and First Lady. They are among the throngs of world leaders who will be paying their respects to Pope Francis at his funeral tomorrow morning. CBS's Tony Aiello is there.
Security guards closed the lines to St. Peter's Square, marking the end of 3 days of public viewing for Pope Francis. The focus now shifts to the late pontiff's funeral and burial Saturday morning. Among those taking part in the service, American Kelsey Gussie.
This is such a huge honor to be a part of this momentous occasion.
There have been protests all day in Milwaukee.
This is about attacking our justice system.
Yes.
It's after the FBI arrested Judge Hannah Dugan. They accuse her of helping a man in court on battery charges.